Welcome to the Lehigh Valley Would Love podcast. I'm your host, George Wacker, and everyone apparently wants to live in the Lehigh Valley, and that's great. And we're going to talk about why everybody wants to come and live in the Lehigh Valley and what they're looking for in houses, in neighborhoods, in communities. It's going to be a really fun conversation. And before we get started with Rebecca, in 1 second, I want to give a quick thank you to our sponsors, Michael Bernadin with RE/MAX Realty, the Wind Creek Event Center, Banco Beverage Company, Molly's Irish Grill in Bethlehem. Check out their outdoor patio. L.L. Bean Outdoor Discovery Programs, WDIY 88.1 FM, and of course, our friends at Lehigh Valley Health Network. Thank you to all of our sponsors. They allow us to do this, and they allow me to talk to people like you. Rebecca Francis, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So you're a realtor in the Lehigh Valley, but I want you to kind of tell people a little bit about yourself and your specialties and how you got to where you are today.
Sure. So first of all, again, thank you so much for having me. Sure. We moved here when I was 10 with good old Bethlehem Steel. So
okay.
My father moved here. We were up in Buffalo. He was at the Lackawanna Steel Plant with Bethlehem Steel. Moved down here. So, you know, really harkens back. I grew up in the Valley. I went to Saucon Valley for high school. I went to Moravian for my undergrad. Look at that. Two Greyhounds. I love it. And moved away when I was 21. I was transferred to Miami. I was an art director, lived down there, went to grad school down there for my MBA. And so big cities, right? A whole different feel along that path. I met my husband. We moved overseas for 10 years, had two children, and then moved back to the Lehigh Valley in 2013. So, you know, I always say everybody comes back to the Valley. And
Where'd you live overseas? I'm curious.
Yeah, of course. So we moved first. We were just outside of London. And our second daughter was born there, who's now 18. And then we were in Tokyo for 4 years. And then we went on to Hong Kong for 2 years. So,
Oh my goodness.
And then moving back to the Valley. So my husband is Canadian, never lived here. And neither had my children. So it was a nice change, but we love it. And we couldn't be happier.
Well, that is so fascinating. I mean, even starting from the beginning, you know, that connection between Buffalo and Bethlehem. And wow, we should do another episode where we just talk about your life in addition to real estate.
Yep.
So it's really neat. So you really do have a good understanding, not only of the Lehigh Valley, but, you know, what people from, you know, having that breadth of knowledge from what you've seen in, I'm sure, markets throughout the world. We all know that the Lehigh Valley is a popular place for real estate. You know, people talk about that all the time, but it's not just about the houses, right? You know, can you talk a little bit about what draws people to the Lehigh Valley that goes beyond just simply beautiful homes?
Sure. You know, it's really interesting because obviously I've moved a lot. And when we came back here, one of the comments my husband made was, are there a lot of old people here? And I said, what are you talking about? He said, well, there's healthcare everywhere. It's Lehigh Valley Health, it's St. Luke's. He's like, there are doctor's offices, hospitals everywhere. And so that was really kind of an interesting perspective from kind of an outsider, right? He had only ever like come for vacation or weekends, those kinds of things.
Right.
So obviously healthcare is huge here now. Like when I was a kid, everyone would leave for, if you had a really important operation or an issue, you'd go to Hershey or New York or Philly.
Really?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. But now it's, you know, we have some of the best doctors, physicians, like world-class professionals.
Absolutely.
Here. And so that's huge, where we see a lot of people coming and going. As well, we have incredible companies, like multinational companies, like global companies, Olympus and, Just Born, and a huge wide breadth of different things that people are involved in. So it's, well, of course, and then you have Wind Creek, right? People coming in for for to gamble and just for, for entertainment's sake. So there's a lot to kind of unravel there, as well as don't even get me started on historic Bethlehem. Now, of course, it's always been fabulous, but now it's, you know, the talk of the world.
Right. And you're preaching to the choir here. I mean, I love all those places. And yeah, and to have World Heritage, it's so like the World Heritage designation for the parts of downtown Bethlehem is amazing because, again, that global stage, like you just said. I read an article about how the Lehigh Valley is like a super commuter area where, you know, you might live in Trexler Town, but, you know, you might be still commuting to New York or Philadelphia. Sure. And you're finding a lot of people like that. They enjoy living in that type of spot as well, which kind of leads me to, you know, today's home buyers are choosing lifestyle over square footage. So can you talk about some of like amenities or neighborhood features like restaurants, parks, events? Is that something too, when a home buyer is looking at a neighborhood and they go, wow, they have block parties every other month. Can that make a difference? Like,
sure. Absolutely. It really depends on what people are looking for. Sure. So as part of our process, when we're working with a new buyer or somebody that's relocating to the area, one of the first conversations has to do and centers around what do they enjoy doing? Like if they're really into outdoorsy things, we're talking about, hey, you know, have you been to the river in Easton? Like that's an incredible place to walk around. We're talking about, or if they love biking or hiking or walking. So like the Sauk and Rail Trails, incredible. Those were things that, you know, have just brought such, I don't know, just such a great feeling to our areas. So, and I mean, now like all through Bethlehem, the winding trails and a lot of desire for outdoor, you know, living. Of course, people are also looking for what's happening in your area. Are there, you know, outdoor entertainment? Are there things to go to? Are there farmers markets? All those things start to play into what people are looking for. It's often not a conversation about a specific house and what they want there. It's more of a conversation of, you know, what's my lifestyle and how does that translate into areas or homes I might like to buy? Also, before it was really about, okay, I need a 3-bedroom, 4.5-bath house, this square footage. Now people come to me and they're saying, you know, after COVID, certainly, hey, I might have to spend a lot of time in my house. And I don't know if you remember during COVID, it was like open concept everything. And yes, open concept is still very desirable, but people were breaking down walls, you know, like just everything was, oh, I want to be open before COVID. And then COVID came along and everybody was together and everyone's like, oh my God, put up walls. I don't want to look at these people.
Lock me away. Right.
It's so interesting. But also along with that, it became this conversation about outdoor space and proximity to other things, like people that had the access to the Sauk and Rail Trail during COVID. Like that became like a lifeline.
Me, I where I'm at, I'm able to get down to, you know, the river, the Lehigh River, to kayak or paddleboard, and also to get on the D&L Trail. And the fact that that is all going to connect Hellertown, the city of Bethlehem, purchase that. That is a dream. Really, it is.
It's a dream. It's a dream. And so those are the conversations we have a lot with clients as to, it's not just what are the pieces of the box that you want to live in, but what is available to me outside the box.
And that segues again into community driven neighborhoods. Like kind of what does that mean? What does that look like? Are people also looking to not only move somewhere, but also to get involved right away? Is that part of it?
Well, you know, it really depends on the people. I'll often say, okay, again, what is your interest? Like, are you really into tennis? Well, let's look at places near tennis clubs. Or are you into pickle? Well, you know, or what do your kids like to do? Do they like to play soccer? Well, maybe we need to be by the Lehigh Fields for, you know, all the clinics and things in the summer. Or you know, what is that thing that you like? And that kind of drives that conversation. But also, you know, if you're into like the farmers markets and those kinds of things, people want to get involved. And so it's not that they're necessarily signing up to be on a whole bunch of committees or anything, but they do want to have things to do outside of their house.
I think that says something. Like if you're moving into a borough or something, and that borough, again, I'm just hypothetically, if they're never doing anything and you don't see a lot of community events, that can probably speak to more of what's the temperature of everybody there.
Yes.
that nobody wants to. But if you move into a community like Emmaus, where there somebody's always doing something, you know, downtown, it's always alive. Mm-hmm. You know, that I think that can really make a difference.
It can make a huge difference. But some of those things you don't find out about till you're kind of in there. And mm-hmm. I know as a selling proposition, when I'm talking to people about our neighborhood, it's like, oh, well, we have a holiday party and there's, you know, sometimes we have an event in the fall and there's golf outings. And those are the things that make people feel a connection to the people around them. And, you know, it's important.
All right. We'll see where this question goes. I don't know how you can answer this, and I didn't put this on here, so I'm going to note it. Are there, in the Lehigh Valley, I know that there's been articles that are saying, hey, this zip code 18018 is like the hottest in the nation right now. How true is that, I guess, in terms of the Lehigh Valley? And then are there any locations in the Lehigh Valley that are kind of up and coming or hitting the stratosphere right now, I guess, or to keep an eye on? I don't know.
Yeah. So, it is interesting. And every area has something going for it, quite frankly. And if you think about, you know, there are certain zip codes where if you're looking for a home in those zip codes, it can be a little bit more challenging. Let's say that, just because mm-hmm. they don't come up that often. Right. And in the last few years, some of those zip codes, you know, it's like 18036, 18034, 18015. And so if you're looking for those kinds of homes it can be difficult. Some other places that have really seen incredible growth, of course, is the McCungee area, Lower McCungee, Upper McCungee.
It's one of the largest in the state in terms of pace and growing.
It's unbelievable. It's, you know, and I do this every day and I'll drive out and I'm like, it's kind of like being in Florida when you're driving along the highway and you're like, where did that come from? And it's a whole new neighborhood or a place to be. So that's really interesting. It's, you know, I always, when I'm introducing people to the area, I used to always start talking at Martin Tower, right? Like this was and trying to explain, Bethlehem Steel in the tower.
Sure, yep, 100%.
Yeah, and I'd go out from there. But really, it's like we have this area where everyone, just like any city, right? Like this is where everyone was historically, was kind of around Bethlehem Steel and all of that. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you'd have like the neighborhoods continue to move out. And as you no longer have land, you're kind of expanding outwards. So, you know, it's Nazareth. Like if you think about Palmer and Nazareth area, like those are areas that just, it's kind of unbelievable what's going on in these areas. So, bottom line, though, every area in the Lehigh Valley is really experiencing tremendous growth, and it's really exciting to watch.
And it's exciting, and then it's also like, woohoo, wait, let's take a second, you know, because we, you know, affordable housing is the topic, and there's no way, you know, that you can talk really about real estate without saying, hey, well, wait a minute, you know, what about affordable housing? And I guess I'm asking you as a realtor, can you kind of give me your thoughts on it? I know that it still matters even when you're dealing with some of these larger houses or clients coming in from all over the world, you know, it still affects that. So can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. Affordable housing is obviously a huge national problem that we have. It's not, you know, right here in the Valley only, it's nationally. Mm-hmm. What we're experiencing really is that lock-in effect. And that has to do with the fact that, you know, people have these low interest rates. They don't want to give up on those low interest rates. So they don't want to move. And so they're not willing to sell. So now we can't have somebody else move in. So that's contributing to it, right? Is that whole lock-in effect. But the reality is, even if our interest rates start to come down a little bit and people start moving a little bit more freely, we're still going to have a housing affordability challenge. We mm-hmm. are. We don't have enough houses that are
like mine, honestly. I'm like a single family home. They don't really build these, or even unattached ones or doubles, right? Or half of doubles. They don't really do a lot of that building from scratch.
It's very difficult to make money on those types of things from a builder's
right. perspective.
So mm-hmm. it's, you know, I think the future, I don't know if it's of the Lehigh Valley, but certainly, you know, hopefully at the Lehigh Valley. But think about the project over at the Promenade, right? You're building different mm-hmm. types of housing in theory, right? In theory. And then you have it's access to food, entertainment, walkability, those kinds of things. Madison Farms up by the Anderson campus of St. Luke's, up by 33 and 78.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. a great example where they put up a lot of different types of housing where you've got rentals, you've got townhouses, you have single families. And then right there, you have the Weiss Market, you have a Starbucks,
yeah.
you have a chocolate shop and a yoga place. So all those things are really where we need to kind of go towards in terms of offering different options for people at different price ranges, and then trying to help with that, you know, transportation piece of it. Because, you know, we have people driving all over for their jobs. And again, you know, you mm-hmm. can get going on that whole conversation, but.
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, it is fascinating. I'm thinking about Madison Farms and then thinking, but wow, that is super convenient. I have friends who live there.
Yep.
You have the supermarket right there. You're next to a lot and you're right to 78. You can jump on.
You have childcare. If you have kids.
Oh yeah. The daycare.
There, that's so important. Mm-hmm. You know, it's
interesting because we look, I mean, it's a whole other, you're right. It's a whole other conversation, but you're talking about how, yeah, we used to be around Martin Tower and then went out. And now like some of these communities are built around the convenience of, you know, where Madison Farms is and where everything is around it. And they're building out.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's hard to dictate all of that. Mm-hmm. Like to say, oh, well, this is how it's going to be. You kind of have to watch it play out. Like, how does the market bear it?
So yeah, it's true. It's true. It's very interesting.
Okay. Well, switching back, I mean, because we did a whole, and I'll link to it somewhere. We did a whole episode on that. We're going to do more about, you know, affordable housing and obviously the challenges that are going on with it. And mm-hmm. It's not going to end anytime soon, unfortunately.
Yep.
Stay right there. We got a couple commercials. We'll be right back.
Lehigh Valley Health Network is now proudly part of Jefferson Health, and together we're bringing you more hospitals and outpatient locations for added convenience, more nationally ranked specialists for expert care, more clinical trials, and more innovation to improve outcomes. We're investing in your well-being and building healthier communities because more expertise and convenient care means better outcomes and a healthier you. Jefferson Health and Lehigh Valley Health Network, together for the future of care.
Looking for your next adventure? Come explore the great outdoors with L.L. Bean's Outdoor Discovery Programs at Nockamixon State Park in Quakertown, Pennsylvania. Whether you're brand new or building your skills, you've got something for everyone. Kayaking, stand-up paddleboarding, archery, fly casting, and more. Our expert guides make it easy and fun because we believe the outdoors is for everyone. Sign up at llbeanoutdoors.com today to get more outdoors.
A big thank you to our sponsors, Michael Bernadin with Remax Real Estate, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, Banco Beverage Company, Wind Creek Event Center, WDIY 88.1 FM, and of course our friends at Lehigh Valley Health Network. Thank you for allowing us to continue to bring these episodes to you. But for people who are, hey, they're looking to come into the Lehigh Valley, what are some of the I guess, questions that you get asked the most about people who are maybe from the outside of the area?
Or the comments. So, you know,
yeah, I guess our comments would be fine.
Yeah. So I think a lot of this stuff, I think an overarching theme is that, wow, people are so nice here. And I'm really proud of that. Like, I love that people come and they go, wow, people are nice. They smile and they're just generally nice. And right. That's a nice thing to be known for.
I think that's true. I think that's true though.
I mean,
you're not like New York City or even Philly.
Yeah.
But yeah, in downtown Allentown or downtown Bethlehem or something, you don't encounter grumpy people often.
No, I mean, and you do, but just overarching, like people say please and thank you, and
they'll help you out.
Right, they'll help you out if you have a problem, and mm-hmm. I think that's kind of an overarching theme, if there is one. You know, I think people are surprised by how beautiful it is here. And these are people that are coming from other areas. Now, this is kind of an interesting one, is that people are kind of starting to be surprised by how expensive it is here. And, right? I think a lot of us are kind of surprised. But, you know, having moved back from overseas, so some of the most expensive cities in the world, when I moved back here, I could not believe how much you could get for your money here, really, quite mm-hmm. frankly. I was like, wow, you get what for what? And I get all this land or, you know, whatever that is. I was shocked. And in 2016, Barron's did a study on the most undervalued areas in the country. And the Lehigh Valley was ranked number one. And that meant that for what the Lehigh Valley offered, you could get so much for your money, which I agree. I think that I agree with that statement. Well, a lot of people will come out from the big cities. You know, we have clients all the time that are moving from New York or Philly or California, and their expectations are that, oh, well, geez, I can get so much. And then they start to look at the prices and they're like, wow, this is a little bit more than I thought it was going to be. Mm-hmm. And I look at it and I think, well, gosh, maybe it's not that it's too expensive, but for what we have to offer, are we coming a little bit more into balance with what we sure. give and what this area provides? And coming into balance as to where we should be in relation to other cities that offer areas that offer what we offer. It doesn't make it good. I mean, it makes it difficult, right, for people who live here. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's a real change. And it's interesting to watch.
I know you cannot predict the future, but if you were to, what do you see happening in the next maybe 5 or 10 years? Do you think like more Madison Farm types, promenade type possible developments? We're talking about a project we both saw a presentation of at the Promenade Farms, where they want to put in a development of condos and lifestyle type stuff. So that's what we're talking about. I'll link it if I can. What do you see maybe happening, or what are some of your thoughts about that?
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see. I mean, obviously that has to do with zoning and allowances and what you can do in certain areas.
Sure, yeah.
It's a real balance because we have such beautiful farmland here and, mm-hmm. you know, preserve properties, and we don't want to get rid of it. And because that's kind of the stuff that makes it so wonderful to live here. I don't know.
It's fair. I mean, I could predict next week, I would be very happy. Well, I mean, I think, can you agree? Like, I think the Lehigh Valley continues to at least remain or continue to get as popular. You know, I just feel like the Philly suburbs and that New York suburbs, like they eventually just absorb everything, you know, people just grow.
Mm-hmm. And we still have people moving all the time from New Jersey. You know, it's, mm-hmm. It's right there. The border is right there.
It's easy. It's low-hanging fruit to make fun of people from New Jersey. Coming here, ruining everything.
Exactly. Well, and then they come here and they're like, oh my gosh, I just came over the border and look at how much lower my taxes are. Look at how much more I can get. And they're still saying, look at how much I can get for my home, get for my money here. You know, but we have people all like in our neighborhood, they still commute back into the city and they do it 3 days a week, maybe. And then they come out on the weekend. So, you know, I think people love to be here. It's just a wonderful place. And, you know, it's a good place to be, to live.
This is such a pro Lehigh Valley. I mean, clearly there are problems that will continue to need to be fixed, but what a wonderful place to live, where you have so many different types of communities, so many different types of communities that have different types of events within them. Like even this weekend, we had I can't do this. I can't do this because there's many other events going on. What a pleasure to have that problem.
Right.
You know,
that is a pleasure to have that problem for sure. You know, another great thing I think about the Lehigh Valley is when I grew up, everybody looked like me. Right? They very white, blonde, blue eyes, the whole thing. And when I moved away, part of what I was looking for was, you know, I wanted to be exposed to people that were different than I was, that were, you know, to me, that was interesting. And I just wanted to hear different languages and talk to people about different things. And so, you know, moved away for a very long time. And then I came back and again, having daughters that grew up overseas, they thought they were Japanese till they were like, I'm like, guys, you are not Japanese. You're like, we're going back to America. And, you know, what the greatest thing is now is the diversity that you see here. And it's a completely different landscape. And I love that about the Lehigh Valley. Yeah. I think it's fabulous. And people that just have had so many different experiences. And I think that's part of like the globalization of, you know, of our time. People can hop on a flight. And that's another great thing about the Lehigh Valley is the proximity to major airports. I can be in London in 6 hours. If we only had rail, absolutely.
I would take a monorail even, but something. But yeah, I mean, that's, again, pipe dreams.
Yep.
But
it's ABE. I mean, that's incredible to have that in our backyard. So.
Well, I think, and this is, we'll kind of leave on this because we're both Moravian graduates, which it's to me that globalization or that, you know, diversity is also a testament to our colleges and universities because, you know, they're bringing in so many different students and faculty from all over to come and study here. And then, you know, they're guests in our community. Right. And we should be so lucky to have them. So that kind of stuff too, we kind of maybe sometimes forget about that, but I think that underlying current of the education and all that is big.
I think that's an incredibly important point is from, you know, for our education at a young age through college years and graduate program, the opportunities that the Lehigh Valley offers, you know, Penn State, Lehigh, Cedar Crest, yeah, like Moravian. And then, you know, you have all of the, we have fabulous school systems, public school systems. We have incredible private school programs, Moravian Academy, Notre Dame, like Becca, like all of those kinds of Allentown Catholic, like all of these places that people just for whatever your interest is, there is a place for everyone, which I think is really important. Not to sound sappy, like, oh, it's a place for everyone. But I really think there are incredible opportunities here for people.
I agree. I could talk about this for hours. Well, this has been a pleasure. I'd like to have you back on. The whole history of the Buffalo to Bethlehem pipeline is so interesting to me. And I think that's really interesting to other stuff. You know, one thing we maybe even didn't even touch upon a little bit is just the history as well. There's so much history to go around in the Lehigh Valley to explore and to connect. And
oh my gosh,
I love it. This has been a pleasure. Wait, I want to make sure people know how to get in contact with you. So if you're looking to purchase a home in the Lehigh Valley, or if you have some questions, how can people reach out to Rebecca Francis?
Great. We have a website, RebeccaFrancisRealtors.com. And I have a team, fabulous team that is incredible. And any one of us can help you with anything you need. Or if you just have questions or want to have a real estate related conversation, happy to do it.
Or find like the best local biking trail.
We can help you with that too.
Right? I think that's what we're going to be doing this weekend. So
that sounds great.
Rebecca, thank you so much. This is a great way to end our Friday. It was a pleasure talking to you, and hope that we get to do it again.
I would love that. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
A big thank you to our sponsors, Michael Bernadin with RE/MAX Real Estate, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, Benko Beverage Company, Wind Creek Event Center, WDIY 88.1 FM, and of course, our friends at Lehigh Valley Health Network. Thank you for allowing us to continue to bring these episodes to you.